Listening to Rising. This is a special show for me. Brand new neighborhoods. Here we go.
Yeah.
right. That was Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, a song called Keep the Home Fires Burning. That was off Sidelong that came out in 2017. And Sarah Shook is someone that I followed for a couple of years now. And the first time I saw her was in support of Sidelong. So it was probably a couple of years ago. She played the Lizard Lounge. And it wasn't full. There were some people there, but it wasn't like full. And so I'm thinking, wow, this is a talented kid. I like her music a lot. Country, but not the modern pop country that I really don't have any use for. So I liked her throwback sound, just some songs that are a little more racy that are not playable due to FCC rules. But anyway, she is, since constant touring, she's upped it to the point where now she plays, last few times around, she said Great Scott, Atwoods, they've all sold out. And she's playing Atwoods again Monday night in support of her newer CD called Years. So I tried to get her to call in, but we had a hard time setting that up. But she really wanted to do it, but maybe next time, because we didn't have... She tours a lot, and she just wasn't available the nights I was and so forth. But she's a super nice kid. Got back to me, and I'll be at the show at Atwoods again, Monday night at Atwoods. So I don't know if there's tickets left. Like I said, she's been selling out lately. So if you're interested, I would get on that. But more importantly tonight... Well, not more importantly, but this is a big thing for me. The Neighborhoods have a new CD out called Last Known Address. You just heard Save Yourself off of that. I'm going to play pretty much the whole thing. The Neighborhoods were the first band that Trish and I latched onto, I should call it, for lack of a better word, back in the 80s. And I've never stopped with this local music thing, but The Neighborhoods, and I would say The Outlets, Minahan and Dave Barton for The Outlets, the two of the best front men I've seen in local bands. I've seen a lot of great ones, and there's a lot of great music still out there and a lot of great bands out there, but he kind of set the bar, in my eyes anyway. So Dave Minahan and Johnny Lynch and Lee Harrington put this thing together, Last Known Address. Going to play a lot of it right now. I'll probably get back to you in about four songs. This is probably the first time you've heard this, certainly to this extent anywhere. So it's kind of a debut, I would imagine. Here we go. New Neighborhoods. Hope you like it. I do. Hello.
Oh yes. And if I look behind, I see the world. midweek wake. I hope it's not too hard to take. I guess we all just need a break. For heaven's sake. Your friends and fam will all be there to stroke your salt and pepper hair. At least you got clean underwear. Forever there.
All right, this is going to sound corny, but that's one of my favorites off this new CD, Billy the Kid. I also like Half-Life a lot, but I like the whole thing, so that's going to sound kind of, and it changes. I just got a hold of this the other day. There's 12 cuts on it, and it varies from the time I listen to it, to which ones I like the best, but I like Billy the Kid a lot. The last release by the Neighborhoods, I think, was in 92, the live release from The Rat, so it's been quite a while since they put something out. I think this stuff's pretty good. I like it a lot. I don't think there's any current plans to do a release show, but I got to imagine somewhere down the pipe there'll be something. The first time I saw the Hoods, to date myself, was probably back in, I don't know, late 70s, early 80s, because they opened for the Stompers, and I didn't know who the Neighborhoods were at the time, and this was up at, I think, Salisbury Beach, if I recall. And I like the Stompers, but Minahan came out, and he's just like a tornado. I was like, wow, who the hell are these guys? And caught them quite a bit throughout the 80s, as I said, whenever we got a chance to catch them. That was Billy the Kid. Before that was Bygone Era, Half-Life. And there's 12 tracks on this. I'll probably play most of them. I don't know, 10 or 11. Right now, here's another one.
Kicking in, top to bottomless. I just gonna walk tonight. Over the fence, under the stars, all right. Onto the tarmac and landing lights, overcoming my fear of flight. And do what it takes to take to the friendly skies and finally get myself free.
Got here.
life. It needs a good home, someone help make it right. It's important to say, it's important to play. A sentimentalist, oh how I'm gonna miss. Lost it in time, I'm gonna miss. Lost it in time, I'm gonna miss. I'm the original owner, dead me. I'm the original owner, dead me. I'm the original owner, dead me. Original owner, dead me. Original owner, original owner. Oh. My loss, your gain.
Great stuff, huh? I want to thank also, I want to thank Paul Lavelle of Boston Groupie News for posting about this particular show online. So I appreciate that a lot. Paul and Boston Groupie News obviously do a great deal for this local scene that we have here. So that's about three quarters of the way through the CD. You just heard My Loss, Your Gain, The Stowaway, and Don't Look Down. I don't know if I mentioned I Go Dark. That was the fourth to last one we played. There are three left that I'm going to play. And some of these songs, Half-Life, I have heard them do before that I played earlier. I think that's the first track on the CD, actually. And I think, I'm pretty sure this next one, they have also played in the past as well. But we've got three more left off this fantastic new Neighborhoods release. Last Known Address. Hopefully they'll do a release show for it at some point. What a treat for Hoods fans tonight, huh? Here's one more. Three more, I should say. We'll be back in a bit.
Wise you up. If they can try something, hope that she don't shout out loud in a parent's house. I'm still struggling with that blouse, and I'm trying to come off smooth in a tight room, and that's impossible. Hormones and hippie tunes got me French kissing. Controllable giggling, you're fancy, I'm tickling. I hope you don't take offense, but I'm trying my best in the tile room. Bones farm and secret totes, and now I don't think I can face your folks.
Pretty great stuff, huh? That was The Neighborhoods' last track off of Last Known Address called We Are All Alone. Before that, you heard The Tiled Room and The Parasites. This was available at Newbury Comics. It sold out pretty quickly in most stores that I tried to check into. I was able to get one, but hopefully they'll restock. Great, great stuff. This will obviously be in heavy rotation on my show for quite a while. It's 8:45. That was took up a good chunk of this hour, but it was well worth it. I'm going to play something now. I played one from Sarah Shook, who's at Atwood's this coming Monday night. I'm going to play another one off of her later release, Years, WMFO in Medford.
Believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Yeah.
we still go home. Like radio waves, we still say long gone. In and through the night from a summer past that you can't forget. We're still hip or right or wrong. If you still ride with us, this is your song. We never die, we never weep for tomorrow.
That was Tiger Army, new CD by them called Retro Future. Song was Last Ride. A lot of new stuff today. Lagwagon, their new release called Railer. Song was called Ginny. Starcrawler, Tank Top is the name of that song. CD's Devour You. Saw Starcrawler probably about a month ago now. Liked them a lot. Of course, I picked up their CD. And again, they'll be played quite a bit on my show. They have a quite electric live show, I guess is the best way to put it. And of course, we heard pretty much all of The Neighborhood's new release, Last Known Address. I suggest you pick it up whenever you can get it. It's great stuff by a band that hasn't put stuff out in a long time. So thank them for doing that, for finally getting that out, because that was long rumored. I've been hearing a long time, probably for a year or so, that maybe a little longer, that that thing was going to be released. It was ready to go. So I'm glad that they finally get it out there. They're busy guys. They're all of the fingers in a lot of other projects. So hopefully they'll get together and do a release show of sorts. But we'll have to see on that. Thanks for listening, WMFO in Medford. Going to leave you with a quick one by Teenage Bottle Rocket, and we'll see you next week. We'll be right back.
these pendant keychains. You resist it, it's useless. It is useless to resist it. His cigarette is burning, but he never seems to ash. He is grooming his poodle. He is living comfort eagle. You can meet at his location.